WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott, and here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. New Jersey is speeding towards approval of marijuana for recreational use. Action could come as early as next week. We learned this week when Senate President Steve Sweeney joined us for an hour-long call-in as part of our town hall series that he has the votes to pass the legislation. But details on how much to tax weed remain to be worked out.
Senate President Steve Sweeney says he doesn't know what the tax rate on adult-use recreational marijuana should be, but that it needs to be reasonable so people buy it legally and regulated.
See, my concern is if we tax it too high, you're going to drive people back to the black market. And it's like sports betting. If you tax it too high, people aren't going to do it. They're just going to stay with the same behavior that they had before.
Sweeney says the sales tax on medical marijuana will be eliminated eventually.
We want to get to a point where we eliminate the tax on medical because we don't tax any medical prescriptions. So we want to get that done. We want to phase that out over a period of years.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Governor Murphy would like a higher tax rate on recreational weed, depending on the revenue, to fund an expensive progressive agenda. Are you part of New Jersey's middle class? What the middle class is in New Jersey has been debated for years, but there's a report by the Pew Research Center that finds an annual salary ranging between $55,000 and $190,000 puts you in the middle class here, depending on where in the state you live. Rutgers economist Jim Hughes says in many areas close to New York City,
just the cost of housing, the cost of property taxes and the like put the middle class really out of reach for many, many households.
He says middle class used to mean enjoying the good life with only one spouse working. These days, in almost all cases, both spouses have to have full-time jobs to make ends meet. New Jersey Transit has announced starting in the middle of next month, 18 trains that run on several lines, including the Northeast Corridor, will be canceled for 3 months. But fares for riders will be cut 10% until the end of January. This is all happening as the agency scrambles to install positive train control by the end of the year. Members of New Jersey 101.5's commuter panel are weighing in on that decision, many already frustrated with the current system of unannounced cancellations.
I'd gladly pay my full fare and even more if it meant reliable service.
Mainline rider Rebecca says the cancellations have already forced her to miss her son's back-to-school night and routinely make her late for work. New Jersey Transit had to apologize after a commuter took video of an open door as his train sped along the Northeast Corridor. NJT engaged the commuter within seconds of him posting the video on social media. In the video, no crew member could be seen and passengers were very close to that open door. 24 men, including a Howell police sergeant, face a wide range of criminal charges for using social media to try and lure boys and girls to meet them for sex. New Jersey's top law enforcement official vows to go after these predators, but says he needs the help of parents in New Jersey.
Jersey Attorney General Gerbier Graywall says parents must familiarize themselves with social media apps, check their kids' devices, and warn them not to give out personal information to people they meet online.
Just as you are vigilant about a stranger approaching your child in a park, you need to be equally, if not more, vigilant about the dangers lurking in these new cyber playgrounds.
Only by working together, says the general, can we ensure the safety and well-being of our children. In Hamilton, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Between their cell phones, their tablets, their laptops, most Jersey kids are constantly connected these days. Nevertheless, child suicide is a growing problem. Christine Beyer is the head of the State Department of Children and Families. She says connecting online is simply not the same as face-to-face for our kids. And
they don't feel that they have anyone else that they can speak to. They don't feel like they can ask for help.
She adds the Department of Children and Families now has a suicide subcommittee because some medical examiners seem to be falsifying records, not indicating suicide as the cause of death when a child dies. A New Jersey school bus driver charged with drunk driving after crashing his bus in the Oranges. A 9-year-old child and a bus aide were on the bus when 52-year-old Wayne Carmichael hit 5 cars, 2 traffic poles, and a fire hydrant, all in a span of about 20 minutes. The child was not injured. More Jersey chain restaurants are seeming to close, but Applebee's is doing well in our state. That chain will be hiring workers at 17 New Jersey locations. Open interviews will begin October 8th. 250 servers, bartenders, kitchen staff, and more are needed. The law banning smoking at New Jersey beaches and parks won't even take effect until January. But some lawmakers are already pushing for the concept to go farther to even more outdoor areas.
Senator Shirley Turner says the Smoke-Free Air Act prohibition should be extended to more outdoor places, recreational areas such as boardwalks, racetracks, sporting events, and amusement parks, even other places like burial sites.
We know that the leading cause of preventable disease and death in our state as well as our nation is cigarette smoking. And that can be prevented.
New Jersey banned smoking in enclosed workplaces like bars and restaurants in 2006. In January, that gets extended to beaches and parks, though 15% of a local beach can still be designated for smoking. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Officials with the Catholic Church in New Jersey are releasing victims of sexual assault from confidentiality agreements they may have signed as part of any financial settlement with the church. The release comes as the state launches a new hotline for victims, and the state attorney general gathers evidence of the clergy's sex abuse in New Jersey. How many settlements there are is unknown. A state fire inspector, who was fired when he called his female boss the C-word, is getting his job back. The state Supreme Court finally settled a long legal battle, agreeing the conduct was disrespectful and extremely offensive, but warranted a suspension, not a termination. This case dates back to 2013. William Hendrickson is subject to a six-month suspension. With their brains still not fully developed, kids and teenagers are more susceptible to concussions from sports. And many sudden cardiac deaths we see are the product of hidden heart defects. Doctors say a proper health screening, well before an emergency occurs, can help keep your child alive.
More than 200 young athletes took the trip to West Orange on a recent Saturday to receive free cardiac and baseline concussion screenings. Dr. John Shumko says these events will sometimes spot zero issues in the kids they screen, other times one or two.
If you're preventing one death among these young people, it's worth every effort that we're making.
Until recently, concussion screenings were only available for young athletes aged 10 and older. A newer FDA-approved screening procedure, an iPad-based test, is available for children as young as 5. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Scotch Plains Fanwood Schools have unveiled a new logo. They're still called the Raiders, but the logo of a Native American in a headdress is replaced with a blue and silver knight in shining armor. Controversial, it angered many on both sides of this debate, but it brings the school into compliance with a state recommendation encouraging schools to get rid of Native American symbols. Looking for something to do this weekend? State Agriculture Department Marketing Director Thomas Beaver says agritourism season is in full swing in the Garden State.
From Sussex County to Cape May County, there are opportunities everywhere you are to get out to a farm, to pick apples in the coming month, to start getting those pumpkins ready for carving for Halloween.
Total direct-to-consumer sales from New Jersey's agritourism totals $123 million a year. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. Make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices. We're adding more all the time. And all of our content available anytime on demand through the NJ101.5 smartphone app. I'm Eric Scott. That's a look at the top trending stories at New Jersey 101.5 this weekend. Join me Monday morning for a full hour of New Jersey news. It's New Jersey's first news at 5. Then talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.